Well, we get this hour underway on Downtown by welcoming to the program the Director of Athletics at the University of Maine, who is smiling and with good reason today. It's been a very good day for the University of Maine and in particular the Athletic Department. Ken Ralph, congratulations on some wonderful news from the Alphond Foundation.
Well, thanks, Rich. It's really been remarkable. When I was joking with people today, it's too bad I have to wear a mask because people can't see how big my smile is.
Well, this has been a process. I know you and folks at the university have been working with Greg Powell and others at the foundation for an awfully long time. But can you give us a little bit of the history of how this all came together?
Sure. There has been discussions with the Alphond Foundation dating back a few years, even before I arrived. Now I've been here a little bit more than 2 years, and we got involved with the foundation in looking at different ways that we could best put together a program that supported not just our Division I teams, but also would support recreational sports and area youth programs. And we started to fine tune some programmatic elements and some facilities elements into a comprehensive athletics master plan. And we went through a couple of different scenarios, a couple of different iterations. We offered up some options, and the foundation sort of, did Q&As and sessions where they would grill me about where all the advantages and disadvantages were, things we were trying to accomplish. And we basically distilled this down into a plan that they felt they could really support. And it's a big number. I mean, obviously, a $90 million gift from the Alphonds and a $20 million match for $110 million in commitments to athletic facilities here. But we really feel like we've got a plan that'll really help all 17 of our sports and do a lot for the community.
Does that $110 million cover everything you want to do, or are you still searching for more supporters?
Does it ever cover everything you want to do? It's, unfortunately, we live in an industry that just seems to be able to spend every dollar it's ever seen. And, one of the things we're going to be careful about is we want to be very appropriate about what we do. We have no desire to build these Taj Mahals that are just ostentatious and are not indicative of the spirit of the people of Maine. We want to build buildings that are very functional, very clean, very easy to maintain, so that we can have great-looking facilities for a long time. From a maintenance perspective, we want to make sure we can take care of everything, but we also want to be very respectful of the fact that we're spending other people's money here, and we need facilities that have a lot of functionality to them, and things that will be able to be used for a number of different purposes and have great staying power.
We're talking with Ken Ralph here on Downtown. I know in the past, and you and I have talked about this before, you would like to see the University of Maine be a place where high school championships are played in a number of sports, that these facilities that you hope to build will not only serve the athletes and the students on campus, but young people and families from all over the state of Maine.
Well, absolutely. And, we're the state flagship institution, and yet we're not hosting a single high school championship. I think we hosted one class of football last year. And, we should really be the go-to place for the MPA and all of their championships. If they want to bring a soccer championship up, I want to make sure we have the right facility for them to be able to host that and do everything they need to support that event. These are potential University of Maine students. They may never suit up for the Black Bears, but they may fall in love with Orono and look at the university and say, this is where I want to spend my college years. And so we really look at this as a way to sell this community, sell Penobscot County, sell the University of Maine as a destination, because right now we're missing out on all of these students having the best time of their lives on our campus, and we didn't want to miss that opportunity in the future.
Does this gift from the Alphond Foundation also send a message to other boosters that the University of Maine is a good investment?
Well, and it's a very fair point, because we had a number of very philanthropically minded individuals who would like to get involved, but were not 100% sure that the support from the institution was here and had stayed on the sidelines. One of the things that a gift from the Alphond Foundation of this magnitude does is show that the due diligence of the preparedness of the school has been done. And if the Alphonds are making this level of investment, they've done their homework. And so I can tell you, Seth Woodcock, who's our associate AD for development, and I have been getting called by people all over the place and basically saying, it's time, we're ready. you know, we now feel comfortable that we're ready to get back in the game. And it's really been a fun day because, you know, the Alphons really got the ball rolling and others are jumping in right away. So it's exciting.
I know you're going to announce more of the plan as time goes on here, but can you divulge what this means in the short term and what those first priorities might be?
Well, we don't think we're going to have anything ready to roll out until summer of 22. Now, you can look and say, look, that's only, you know, 20 months away, so it's not that far away. But there's a number of approval processes you have to go through, and, you know, we work in a state system, so nothing is all that fast. We do have a number of immediate facility concerns which will have to be addressed. Some are safety-related, others are gender equity-related. So those will end up on the front end of the project list. Some of it will be determined on how the funding comes in. The money is coming in from the Alphons over time. We would like to borrow against that and take advantage of a very favorable interest rate right now, along with some construction costs that have come down. So, you know, we think it's a great time to be involved in capital planning.
I know one of the high priorities needs to be, and I'm sure is, the turf at Morris Field at Alphons Stadium. Is there a chance we'll see new turf, maybe not for the spring, but for the fall season of next year?
Well, both our president and chancellor look at that turf and say, you know, we need to do something about this. And remember, our football program is just one of the organizations on campus using it. It's a very heavily used facility. And, you know, from a safety perspective, we want to make sure that we're not putting any of our students at risk. So I think it's a fair assumption to say that we will be looking at that rather closely right off the bat.
And in terms of sports, there have been a number of universities around the country that, due to largely the loss of revenue from football due to COVID-19, have had to cut sports. You've been very adamant all along that the University of Maine will not be cutting any sports. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. This is a discussion we've never entered into. And, you know, you always do program evaluations to make sure you have the best offerings and you're doing the right things by your students. Upgrading facilities goes a long way towards ensuring our students are going to have a quality experience during their time as a Black Bear. But, you know, in some of the cases, I can make sense of what the schools are doing by discontinuing certain sport programs. In others, it doesn't make sense because of the loss of net tuition revenue. So, you know, we're very fortunate here that we just have not been in that mode, and it doesn't look like we're going to enter into those conversations at all.
Without giving away too much, I'll just ask, ask the question this way, Ken. Do you think the university would be served better by an on-campus basketball facility?
Again, you're going to have to wait until we do a full disclosure of our plan. Everybody's trying to get me to talk, and you know, it's going to be fun. And what we want to do is we want to get some concept drawings completed. We want to make sure that we've really tightened up our presentation of what the master plan is going to look like and can get the questions answered, and then do a rollout, and then spend some time on each particular facility and help people understand, you know, what we're doing and why. Again, it's an unusual situation because we're spending somebody else's money, and you need to be very thoughtful about that, and you need to make it look for the Alphons like this is an investment. When people give you a gift of this size, you know, it's not really a gift, it's an investment. They want to see something back from it, and so we need to make sure that we can show that this really truly is an investment, not just in the athletic department, but in the entire University of Maine.
Ken, away from the good news of today for just a moment, is there any news on the status of winter athletics?
Well, we've been working with America East for basketball, and we're looking at November 25th as a potential start date. Hockey East for both men and women is looking at November 20th as a potential start date. Now, we're finalizing schedules right now, and the schedules will look very different. You know, two-game series, minimized travel, very, very strict testing protocols, and a significant number of open weekends peppered through the schedule. So in case we have to move games due to personnel-related issues, we have room within the schedule to move them. I think it's a smart way to go. Now, all this could be a moot point if we don't get some relief from state agencies to be able to have larger gatherings indoors, because right now we could not host a game if it were to happen today.
Right. Well, we'll keep following that as the situation continues to develop. But most of all, congratulations on a wonderful day for University of Maine Athletics and the University of Maine system with this terrific investment and gift from the Alphon Foundation. Ken, thanks so much for making time for us today.
Thanks for having me.